Well, there's going to be a picture come up on the screen for you just now. And I wonder what you see when you look at this picture. It's a painting called Hosanna. I did not paint it. But do you see the people, the crowd lining the street? Do you see the palms, the donkey, the Messiah, our Saviour? Perhaps you see the road that he took. Let me tell you what I saw on that day. I was young then, still at home in the care of my mother and father in a little farm in the town of Bethpage, near the Mount of Olives, not far from Jerusalem. I was just old enough to wonder about the ways of the world, to wonder, but not understand, but still I was sure that someday I would. I was caring for our animals on that morning, in the light of the new dawn, giving them their morning feed in our manger and refreshing their water trough. My favourite was our donkey. She was grey with friendly eyes and she smelled like dust and straw. And her coat was warm and a bit scratchy. She'd just had a baby colt not long before and the baby was still fresh and a little bit wobbly. They both knew my steps when I would come in the morning and would usually come up to me for a treat. And I always had something ready for them, sometimes some fruit or some grass from over the hill. My donkey belonged to my father, but in my heart, she was mine and her colt too. And I was getting ready to take them out to the field to be with our flock. The donkey's presence scared the wolves away. The wolves seemed to know that our donkey was so gentle that she wouldn't hurt a fly. I tied her to the post near the gate while I gathered the rest of what I needed for the day. I tied her colt beside her. As I went back to the house, I looked up and saw some dust kicked up as two men approached our laneway and came near to our property. They approached our donkey, actually my donkey, and untied the lead as if it was their right. They began to lead my donkey away and her colt with her. Calmly, but with purpose, I ran to them and told them to stop. "That's our donkey," I protested. Then I felt a hand on my shoulder. It was my father. He looked to the two men and they looked to him. They exchanged a meaningful look. They said, "The Lord needs them and will send them back." My father nodded his head as if this had all been arranged beforehand. And perhaps it had. It sure felt like it to me. Why else would my father have so easily parted with them? My heart started to beat a little faster and I felt like I was part of something important, a secret adventure. And so I nodded too, giving permission for my donkeys to be led away. Maybe this is it, I wondered. Maybe this is the day. Maybe this is the day that starts the big change that we've been waiting for. Maybe my donkey was going to be part of the big dream that my father and his brothers and cousins and friends, well, everyone in the town had been talking about. The dream that would get the Romans out of Judea and give back our land to the Jews. There'd been a lot of talk lately about whether to trust that prophet from the northern provinces, this Jesus of Nazareth from Galilee. Was he the one? Was he the Messiah, our Saviour? Would he defeat the enemy, redeem us, and let us taste freedom again? Was this the day? I decided to follow my donkey to see where they were leading her. I told myself I was just checking up on her and her colt, keeping her safe. So I trailed a safe distance behind, watching, looking, and wondering. The two men brought my donkey and the colt to a larger group of people gathered not far from the Mount of Olives, perhaps a dozen people in all. A few of them removed their outer cloaks and laid them on my donkey's back, and they helped one man get on her back. I suppose this must be the master that the two men were talking about. I could see a crowd beginning to gather, and I got the sense that wherever he went, a crowd would gather. There was something about that man. I crept closer to see, but not too close. I looked for signs that he was a strong warrior, if he was the one. I looked closely, but as far as I could see, he did not carry a sword. He seemed comfortable enough, though, on my donkey, and they began slowly to make their way towards Jerusalem. This face had an expression on it that I could not identify. Purpose? Determination? Fear? Maybe hope? Maybe he too was thinking, this is the day. I trusted him though. I even liked him, though I didn't know him. And I wanted to follow him just to see what he would do. Who is this? A man who was standing near me asked the one who stood beside him. The response? It's the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee. I heard hope in their voices. A wild hope. A deep yearning, a wondering. Up ahead, I heard someone holler, Hosanna to the Son of David. And the path before him was cleared, the way they do for a processional with one of the Romans of rank and file when they pass by. Except this time it was happening for one of our own. And we were making way not out of fear or duty or obligation, but out of some sort of hope. I saw people laying their cloaks down on the ground and they took branches from the trees so that the feet of my donkey and his mount would not touch the bare ground and dust would not rise from the ground to cloud our vision of this man. When the Romans rode into town, they usually had horses and chariots, but I guess Jesus didn't have access to these kind of things for his procession. He just had my donkey. I hoped it would be okay. Hosanna to the Son of David, the shout from the front became a chant from all sides. In front of Jesus and behind him on both sides of the street, I started chanting too. It was energizing and exciting, and I wondered what it meant. I also heard, Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. I knew the psalm from which these lines came. It was one of our festival psalms. We sang it on holy days, and we were getting ready for our holy holiday season of Passover. Hosanna, Hosanna, we were chanting. It means save us. And in the psalm at the temple, we cry out, Hosanna, to our God to save us from distress. But we were singing our hosannas this day to a man riding on a donkey, Jesus of Nazareth. I was a bit confused by that. Was that okay to be doing? As I thought about it a bit more, it struck me that Jesus' name also meant one who saves. Hosanna, Jesus, save us, one who saves. His mother must have had some intuition when she named him Jesus. Who is he? I asked a woman who was standing by me. She didn't hear me. She was frantically waving her own palm branches and shouting. I guess she was caught up in the moment. We all were to a degree. So I joined in the crowd shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Hosanna, Hosanna. But still, I wondered. And then a hand came on my shoulder. Again, it was my father. I should have known he too would have followed the donkeys. Standing behind me, I felt his warm hands on my arm as he looked over my shoulders to survey the triumphant procession. I heard my father's gentle voice in my ear as he quoted to me from the prophet Zechariah, Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Your king comes to you, triumphant and victorious, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. Humble and riding on a donkey, my donkey. And he shall command peace to the nations. I turned around and looked into my father's eyes, and in his eyes I could see a confident hope for peace and a joy that he was sharing that moment with me. This is the day that the Lord has made, I murmured back to him, quoting from the same psalm as our hosannas. Peace, freedom from Roman rule, how we longed for that day to come. Many were willing to fight that day. Was it coming soon? Was our moment now? Would this man lead us there? Hosanna, son of David. We had been waiting. We were ready. I looked at his face, the face of this Jesus, searching for a sign. He was still confident and determined. But did I detect a trace of sadness or maybe fear on his face? Why did he not have a boastful pride of a war champion? Why did he look out onto the crowd with such compassion? Who is he? I asked my father. How can we know he's the one? He has great power, my father said. He has healed many sick. He tells amazing stories about God. I hear he even raised someone from the dead. Surely then he has power to bring peace. Then we move forward with the crowd as to not to lose sight of our donkeys and the one who was riding them in the procession this day. As I walked with hosannas all around me, I wondered, how would he command peace from a donkey's back? He's a healer, a storyteller, a prophet, not a warrior. I started to have a bit of a queasy feeling in my stomach that things were not going to go well for my Jesus. I was already starting to think of him as my Jesus, riding on my donkey. I wanted to shout out to him, "Watch your back, Jesus, because they do not know who you are." Did the others who were shouting hosannas think that he would change from a donkey to a war horse? What would they do to him when they found out he was not that kind of a king? Those cheers could turn nasty if things turned out wrong. But I think my Jesus already knew that as he looked out at the people shouting hosannas. I think he knew that Jerusalem would not remain welcoming. He knew. And still he went on his way to Jerusalem. He did not turn back. He faced Jerusalem with intention. And he accepted the shouts from the side of the road, our hosannas, which contained our hope and our deep longings. He knew that not everyone on the side of the road would be with him all the way. We all had our reasons for shouting hosanna. We all had our reasons for wanting to be saved and our own sense of what or who would save us. We had our own thoughts about what would bring peace. He knew. We followed him all the way into Jerusalem, that procession of hope, until we reached the temple. There, Jesus got off my donkey and his disciples tied her up with her colt beside her, and Jesus went into the temple. And I approached my donkey and rubbed behind her ears. Her back was still warm from the cloaks and from his weight, which she had carried. Her colt nuzzled in close to the curve of her side. "Who is he?" I asked my donkey, knowing that there would be no answer. "Will everything be all right?" I soon heard a commotion coming from behind the temple gate, some shouting, some angry voices, and wondering what was happening. Some people left with angry voices as if something horrible was happening inside. "Who does he think he is turning over the tables in the temple?" I left my donkey for a moment to go into the courtyard. The children who had been part of the procession were still singing their hosanna songs, but the courtyard was a mess. Tables overturned, animals running loose, and money on the ground being collected by those whose business had been disrupted. By the time I got in, Jesus had moved on to receive another procession, but this time of the blind and the lame and the sick. He healed them, each one, and they left with hope and with joy. The children kept singing the echoes of hosannas, and Jesus received them too. He accepted their songs with joy and smiled at them. He seemed content in their presence. But a few of the chief priests did not appreciate them or Jesus, and they were angry. Maybe they were taking out their confusion on the children instead of their real objective anger. I didn't hear Jesus' exact words, but the priests did not seem pleased as they backed away from Jesus and left him to the crowd that remained around him, mostly children and people needing healing, the sick, the tired, the wounded and lost, the helpless and the young. This is what I saw on that day. And I continued to wonder, who is he? Is he the one? Is this the day? What is this salvation that he brings? Will he be okay? What will happen to him in Jerusalem? I saw the chief priests, stiff-backed and walking with hard, strong steps, convening over in the corner, glancing with fear and frustration and anger at Jesus. I felt my stomach tense on Jesus' behalf. Then I felt that familiar hand on my shoulder again, and it was my father. "Come now," he said, "let us be on our way." And so we went through the temple gates, untied my donkey and her colt and led them home. We walked in silence. The path was covered with broken palm branches and the side of the road were trampled. The quiet seemed almost deafening, and it seemed as if I could hear the echoes of our hosannas shouting from the stones on the ground. The sun was beginning to go down over the hills. The day was nearly done. And from within me, my many questions and my deep wondering had only begun. So what is it that you see in this picture? Do you see Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Saviour of the world? Do you know Jesus? Today there is an invitation to come again and see Jesus for who he is, the one who was prepared to go to the cross for each one of us. Or perhaps today you may come and meet Jesus for the very first time.